Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Izzy with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Redlands local Rebecca and Matthew Ashwell have created an initiative called Munch and Crunch to promote effects of gardening and beekeeping on mental health. Despite Rebecca's severe allergy to bee stings, Ashwell aims to expel the stigma that gardening is for the older generations by inviting the community to share experiences, cultures and histories in her garden. Fortunately for the Ashwells, the Redland area holds diverse flora from the mangroves and eucalyptus trees, which assist in supporting their beehives. Rebecca and Matthew claim that engaging in their garden, outside in the sunshine, has improved their own mental health, which inspired the couple to assist others by sharing their experiences.
The Department of Transport and Main Roads has confirmed the staggering number of drivers who have been fined for speeding through designated road work sites. Throughout May to September, new cameras had been placed around Queensland road work areas, with the department revealing that within that time over 1,500 drivers had been fined. This initiative is to ensure the construction workers are able to do their jobs safely whilst also protecting the lives of drivers on the road.
In national news, Qantas engineers Australia-wide have begun a 24-hour-long strike amid ongoing disputes surrounding an increase in workers' pay. Negotiations between the unions and Qantas began earlier this year in April, and no deal was agreed to, sparking the current strike, which began in the early hours of this morning. The Qantas Engineers Alliance has been seeking a 15% increase in pay upfront, with a continuous increase by 5% each year. This strike is said to possibly impact flights throughout the country, causing major delays according to the unions involved. Qantas, however, has reassured the public that there should be no such disruptions.
The government's student debt reforms have begun rolling out after its HECS indexation changes passed Parliament last month. The legislation means that indexation cannot exceed the lower rate of either inflation or wage growth figures. It comes after HECS debt increased by 7.1% in 2023, in line with inflation. This increase will be reduced to 3.2%, which is the current wage index.
In international news, the federal government says IT and security arrangements have been finalised in a step towards reopening its embassy in Kyiv. There is currently no set date for when the embassy will reopen and comes after staff were evacuated following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. A spokesperson for Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the government has always planned to return staff to Kyiv when it is safe to do so.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That is all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.